back to the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs in the Morning on KODY.
Presented to you every day of the week by Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo and Pete Voles. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the Shelter Guys of North Platte, Nebraska. Tristan Winder, bless me with you as we go the KODY phone lines and are pleased to have Attorney General-elect Speaker of the Nebraska Legislature, Mike Hilgers, joining us. Speaker Hilgers, welcome and congratulations.
Tristan, good morning. Thanks for having me, and thank you so much. It was a great night last night.
Now, Speaker Hilgers, before we talk a little bit about your election for the Attorney General of the great state of Nebraska, could you give our listeners a reminder on your background and your experience in the Nebraska legislature prior to being selected as Speaker of the body?
Yeah, sure thing, Tristan. Yeah, so I'm a native Nebraskan. I got four little kids under the age of 11. I'm the owner of a law practice that I started in my basement with just one attorney, and now we've got over 100 around the country, one of the fastest growing companies in the country. Last 6 years, I've served in the legislature, and as you know, Tristan, the last two as Speaker, where we actually had a tremendous amount of really conservative accomplishments that we got done with working with Governor Ricketts, including the largest tax cut in state history, as well as a number of things to protect our water rights.
Now, Speaker Hilgers, let's talk about your decision to run once again for Attorney General of our great state. It's an office that you've ran for in years past.
Yeah, I ran in 2014, and I came in third at a four-way primary, and I will tell you, speaking firsthand, Tristan, it's better to win than to come in third. you know, it's such an important role. It was important in 2014 when President Obama really started this sort of aggressive federal push to take the federal government outside of its constitutional lane in ways that really hurt Nebraskans and Nebraska businesses, and the Biden administration kind of doubled down on that. When you combine that kind of federal overreach with this recent trend to undermine our law enforcement officials, with the emerging fights with states like Colorado on our water rights at the South Platte River, really the Attorney General is one of the most important roles in the state of Nebraska to protect Nebraska families and communities and businesses. And given my background as a 15-year-plus litigator and a manager and a builder of a large law office about the size of the Attorney General's office, I thought my skill set matched the moment, and that's why I decided to run.
I think a lot of folks had some concern when A.G. Peterson announced he was not going to run for re-election because, as you know, Speaker Hilgers, we've had a lot of changes here in the Nebraska politician side with Governor Ricketts reaching his term limit. So there was definitely going to be a lot of change. And then when A.G. Peterson announced he wasn't going to seek re-election, I think some folks were concerned, too, because that, again, was going to be more change.
Yeah, no doubt about it. In fact, we're seeing a lot of that change in the legislature. You know, we'll have a new speaker, a new exec board chair. We'll have a new clerk of the legislature. Of course, a new governor, new lieutenant governor. A lot of change. I will say General Peterson has done an outstanding job over the last 8 years, not just leading that office, but building that office with a lot of really talented people. And I campaigned and have said since the beginning that I want to build on his good work, and we have a lot of stability there. And I intend to keep that stability and help that office just continue to get better and add more talent. But at the end of the day, that's a great office with a lot of really good people. And I think you'll see a lot of stability. Of course, we'll have a change. There'll be a new attorney general. But we'll be able to build off of a really stable foundation. So I think Nebraskans should feel pretty good that they're not going to see the attorney general's office have some kind of radical change with a lot of inexperienced people coming in.
And AG-elect Hilgers, too, you've had a lot of experience, obviously, with some of the things that are going to be on the Attorney General's desk. I think one big thing that our Attorney General is going to be dealing with here for the foreseeable future is with what you'd previously mentioned, dealing with our water rights with our neighbors in Colorado, especially with the building of the Perkins County Canal Project. And this is an issue that you're very well involved in, you're very keen on, obviously, with its involvement through the legislature. And now you'll be involved in the legal process as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's really two parts of that, Tristan. One is just the bill itself. So I did carry on behalf of Governor Ricketts LB 1015, which was the bill that passed the legislature this year that authorized the building of the canal and reservoir system, which we need to be able to enforce our rights under the 1923 compact with Colorado. And I was a strong supporter and proponent of the appropriations, the first $50 million of that project, to be able to actually build the canal to protect our water rights. Without the canal, as you know, we have no legal entitlement to any water in the non-irrigated season, which is unacceptable, I think, to Nebraskans across the state. The other part of that, though, and I think it's unique, and I think, although I haven't confirmed this, I think I'm the first speaker to to serve as Attorney General. And I think that it has its own set of background and experiences that's pretty valuable. I've gotten to know this particular body very well. Whoever the next speaker is going to be is someone I've worked with very closely. I'm going to know the appropriators. I'm going to know the players. I'm going to know the issues. I'm going to know the process. And I think whether it's water rights or law enforcement issues or other things that are important to safety of our communities, I think having that legislative experience and understanding the process and the players, I think will be very valuable, in addition to just knowing actually, you know, what the 1923 Compact is and understanding those legal issues and already being prepared on day one to help fight for the water rights for Nebraskans.
Now, Mr. Hilgers, and talking about some of the players, obviously we've elected a new governor as well. What's your relationship been like with a guy that you're about to spend a lot of time with over the next 4 years, Governor-elect Pillen?
It's a very good relationship. You know, as speaker, I got to speak. The speaker traditionally goes and speaks in front of the Board of Regents every year for the university. And so Governor-elect Pillen, in that capacity, I got to know him a little bit. My relationship with Governor Ricketts has been outstanding. He and I worked very closely the last 2 years, really working together to get those conservative successes across the finish line. And I've really gotten to know Governor-elect Pillen over the last 6 and 8 months, in particular over the course of this campaign. I also know his lieutenant governor pick, Joe Kelly. He's a Lancaster, former Lancaster County attorney, been in the law enforcement community for a long time. And I know him in Lincoln, which is, of course, where I represent, the area that I represent in the legislature and where I live. And so I've gotten to know him and his team, and I'm excited to work with him and be a partner with him fighting back on federal overreach and protecting Nebraska's water. And I think we're going to have a really good, positive, collaborative working relationship with the people of Nebraska.
You've received several endorsements during this race too, AG-elect Hilgers, including your predecessor with Doug Peterson. Governor Ricketts has said some nice things about you as well, and I think giving you an official endorsement. And then both of our District 42 candidates that have had the chance to know you and work with you, Commissioner Bruns and Senator Jacobson, have both said very nice words about you as well.
Well, and so, you know, it's very humbling, and I have a lot of gratitude for the support. I think, you know, at the end of the day, Tristan, I try to approach my work the same way, no matter who it is, which is based on a set of conservative principles that I believe in. I've thought about it. I know why 2 + 2 = 4, but at the same time, having the humility and modesty to listen to different perspectives, work with people, understand that we can get more accomplished when we're not looking to take credit, and we're working together as a team. And, you know, whether it's Governor Ricketts or Senator Fisher or Congressman Smith or General Peterson or Commissioner Bruns or Senator Jacobson, these are really good people who have a lot of respect in their communities for doing the same thing, which are being strong conservatives, principled, authentic conservatives who really care about Nebraska and their communities. And so it's just, it's very gratifying, but I don't take their words and their support lightly, and I think at the end of the day, it's probably the best kind of endorsement you can get, because those are the people who see you up close every day, and how you treat others and how you approach your business. So it's very gratifying and humbling, and that's the kind of thing that I hope to continue in the Attorney General's office. Just do the same thing that I've tried to do over the last 6 years in the legislature, in the Attorney General's office.
And getting to know you the past several years, Speaker Hilgers, in your role as the Speaker of the Nebraska Legislature, you understand the importance of representing the entire state as well, and I'm sure that's something you'll continue very strongly as our Attorney General. You've been out here into the studio several times when you've been in the North Platte area, and I know you've traveled as far west as the state goes a number of times as well as Speaker, and I know that'll continue as our Attorney General.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Tristan, I think I don't keep track of interviews, but I think you're at the very top of my list in terms of number of interviews that I've had. I love coming out west. You know, I've made a yearly tradition with my daughters to come out and do a trip out west. And I see my good friend, Senator Erdman, and his wife, Kathy, or Senator Hughes down in Venango. It's beautiful country with amazing people. And Western Nebraska is really the heartbeat of our state. It's where a lot of our work ethic and our character and integrity and those kind of values are lived every day. And I just think it's just an amazing place. And you will see me quite often. And I hope when I'm out that way that I can stop in and have a conversation with you and your listeners.
Oh, absolutely, Speaker Hilgers. You know you have an outstanding invitation here on KODY.
Well, you've been nothing but a gracious host for a long time, Tristan. I always appreciate our conversation.
Now, AG-elect Hilgers, we need to talk a little bit about the turnouts, too, for this election. Statewide, you did very well, receiving over 70% of the vote, and you did well in Lincoln County as well. You and I were talking off the air about this, receiving over 9,000 votes in Lincoln County alone when there was only 11,000 cast in your race totally.
Well, it's very gratifying. I think anytime you win in this business, you know, it's the business, the game is 50 plus one, but to get over 70% statewide is very gratifying. And in particular, Lincoln County, a lot of counties out west where vote was 85 or 90%. That's pretty incredible and very humbling. And I think it's a testament to the type of the way I've tried to approach my work over the last 6 years and the message that we had. I think people in western Nebraska, just like in eastern Nebraska, they want to make sure that they can feel safe in their communities and that their law enforcement is supported, that they've got access to good water. At the end of the day, they're free from vaccine mandates or from federal mandates of other kinds, or the federal government trying to dictate how to live or to raise their family or to build a business. And that's a message that resonates. And at least in this race, it resonated with over 70% of the voters statewide.
AG-elect Hilgers, anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
No, Tristan, I guess I said no, and then I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning, to be on your show. I want to thank the voters of Lincoln County for their tremendous support. I can't wait to get out there. We're already going to plot our trip to come out and see everyone, and really just grateful for the support of the people in Nebraska and in Lincoln County in particular, and we're going to do our best to make them proud as the next attorney general. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Mike. Always good to talk to you, sir. And congratulations once again, my friend.
Hey, thanks again, Tristan.
Thank you, Speaker Hilgers.
More of the news that matters to you on KODY's Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder.
Fall is in the